Where have all the payphones gone? A photography exhibition now on view at the McGuire Art Museum at St. Joseph's University tracks the gradual disappearance of the American payphone. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports those phones are still lines for some people.
There are now about 35 working payphones in Philadelphia. One of them is at Les and Doreen's Happy Tap. That's a neighborhood bar in Fishtown whose phone line is wired to the payphone. So if you call bartender Shannon Bozak, for example, the payphone rings. It's kind of a novelty.
A lot of the younger kids that come in, adults, of course, but they're kids to me, they take pictures with it. Some of them have, I don't think, ever seen one.
She said that phone is never used for outgoing calls except for one mysterious person who comes in a few times a week just to use the payphone. He doesn't order anything, and no one at the bar seems to know who he is.
We try to listen to his conversation because we want to know why he's using it. I put that little thing out that he's got a hit on his wife. Doesn't want any phone traces.
Bozak is joking, of course. It's just something fun to say around the bar. But there may be an iota of truth to it. Eric Kunzman believes there is a perception of crime surrounding payphones. He's a photographer based in Rochester, New York, and his current exhibition, Lifelines Throughout the U.S., shows how payphones can act as social markers, creating the perception of a troubled neighborhood.
How do you get a feeling about a neighborhood you're driving through where people roll up their windows and lock their door? My take on it from my neighborhood was the abundance of payphones.
Kunzman says payphones are actually more aligned with low-income and immigrant communities, less so with crime. The exhibition at the McGuire Museum has large-format black-and-white portraits of payphones, data maps, and actual payphones that visitors can pick up and listen to pre-recorded interviews with people who use payphones regularly. One of them identifies as Carlos. He's from Puerto Rico, now living outside Rochester. He earns $9 an hour washing dishes.
I don't have cell phones because my last broke, and I haven't been able to afford a new throwaway phone. Honestly, I don't call many people. If I priority like other things, I need food.
Carlos sometimes uses a payphone outside a nearby gas station to call his parents in Puerto Rico.
Everyone else that matters to me, I live with.
Kunzman said most of the people he met at payphones complained about the way people look at them when they use the payphone.
The one thing that you hear over and over is they hate how people look at them like they're doing something wrong. We expect now everybody should have a cell phone. So anybody that's using a payphone, they must be doing something wrong.
Lifelines will be on view at the McGuire Museum until April 5th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.